one day. A blessed good morning to you. Let us open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this new day of life. We thank you for every individual who had the opportunity to open their eyes this morning, God, and to see your creation once more. Lord, we thank you for the new assignments that you are giving us today to serve you, Lord, and to build your kingdom. We thank you for your mercies, God, of protection and provision that have watched over us in the past week, in the past months, and even for this year, 2024. God, you are wonderful. You are amazing. You are awesome. You are almighty. You are all-powerful. There is nothing that catches you by surprise, God, because you are the true Lord of all. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. God, we ask for forgiveness even now, Lord, for taking our focus and our minds and our hearts off of you, and for falling into temptation by our own sinful desires, God. Lord, we have not obeyed you fully. At times we have sought to obey you partially, only doing a small portion of that which you told us to do, God. Lord, we ask that you would cleanse us of these sinful desires and cravings that often try to rise up in our flesh, God. Deliver us, God, from the strongholds that the enemy has placed on our minds and in our consciousness, God, causing us to continue to get caught up in these vices and generational curses, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would grant in us a new desire, God. You said in your word that you will give us a new spirit and you will put a new heart in us, God. Lord, we ask that you would renew our desire for the things of the Spirit so that those things will increase. Lord, we know that you have promised us that we can carry out every assignment when we lean into your strength. So even now, God, we yield ourselves before you. We yield our will, our very ambitions over to you, God. Search every aspect of our lives and show us where we still need to be refined. Have your way in us fully and completely, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My name is Kizia Ford, and I'm a member of the Western Light Church of the Nazarene. I will be your host for this morning's broadcast. I welcome you to today's Because He Lives radio broadcast. We thank you, all of our regular listeners who make it a habit of joining us on Sundays to listen into the program. And to those of you who are listening for the very first time, we welcome you. And we pray that something that is said in today's broadcast would minister to you. We also wish to thank God for our sponsors of this broadcast, Federal Motor Spares and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. They have been supporting us, and we pray God's blessings upon them. Before we get into today's message, I have some announcements from the district that I'd like to share with you. The Eversley Foundation, I would have shared with you over the past weeks that they are having a special fundraising luncheon, and that is going to be happening at the Coconut Court Hotel next week, Sunday. So that is Sunday, November the 3rd. It is scheduled for a 1 p.m. start. And again, I'm encouraging those of you who are desirous of attending to contact the Church of the Nazarene District office. You can call them at the number 435-4444. There's still some tickets left, and you're encouraged to purchase your tickets ahead of the day because there will be no tickets sold at the door. So there are no tickets that will be sold on the day of the luncheon. And kindly remember that the luncheon is catering to only 120 people. The ticket prices, adults, your tickets are $100 each, and the ticket price for children is $50 each. The Eversleys are two veteran pastors that we have here in the Church of the Nazarene District, and we want to get behind them as they continue to spread the gospel of Christ and give back to communities around the island. So there are some days left, so please ensure that if you really want to be there, or if there's somebody that you know who wants to be there and you can even sponsor a ticket for them, that you reach out to the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District office and see how you can go about purchasing that ticket as soon as possible. Additionally, we have another announcement from the district. The Church of the Nazarene, NDI, that is the Nazarene Discipleship International Ministry, formerly known as the Sunday School, they'll also be having their adult quiz on November the 3rd at 3 p.m. So if you're not going to be a part of the luncheon, you can feel free to join the Barbados District, who's having their adult quiz on that same date, starting at 3 p.m. And it's going to be happening at the Halls Road Church of the Nazarene in Bridgetown. That's the venue for the quiz. And the quiz this year will be focused on the chapters 1 through 20 of the book of Matthew. I'll repeat that again. So the quiz this year will be focused on the book of Matthew, chapters 1 through 20. And all are encouraged to be a part of it. Even if you're not competing in the quiz, you can still go and cheer on your zone. We are currently in the month of October, and this month, the Church of the Nazarene has selected that this will be the month where we celebrate Our Lady. These are the members of the church who have answered God's call and have put their hands to the plow and are serving in various ministries. So these persons are not necessarily paid staff members of the church, but they are elected members of the church who are serving in different capacities. And this morning, to bring us our message, is a member of the laity. We have a sister, and she's hailing from the Halls Road Church of the Nazarene. Her name is Sister Chantel Stout. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Chantel before we get into her message. Chantel has been a Christian for about 20 years. She felt the call of God on her life from a very tender age of 8. But due to fear, she did not heed that call. As God's plans would have it, he remained in pursuit of her, and she surrendered. She gave her life over to Christ, but kept a hold on the reins, doing Christianity within her comfort zone, until the word of God, that two-edged sword, pierced her heart and changed her outlook for his glory. Along her course, God gave her specific words of encouragement. She says, God said to her, God can use you, meaning that he is willing if I am willing. She says that he also told her, it doesn't matter if the world hears or understands. The only applause to seek is that from nail-scarred hands. Sister Chantel was ordained in ministry in 2016, and she is passionate and desirous about seeing people come into their God-given destiny.
Good morning to all our listeners. I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In today's world, people are often recognized for their efforts through their actions, and some earning a place in the halls of fame. Seeing one's name listed among others who have achieved notable accomplishments brings a strong sense of fulfillment. In this devotional, we journey through a different set of halls, not the halls of fame, but the halls of shame, as we strive to ensure that we do not find our names listed among them. Why the halls of shame? Well, throughout the Bible, we see numerous examples of people making mistakes, and their responses to those mistakes often led to even greater shame and disappointment. Essentially, shame affects your performance. Let's take a look. Adam and Eve, after making their fateful mistake, couldn't bear to face God's presence. Overcome with shame, they hid from him. This is recorded in Genesis chapter 3, and I read from verse 8. Then the man and his wife, that is Adam and Eve, they heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." Experts suggest that shame stems from a fear of judgment. Adam and Eve knew they had done wrong and feared being judged. So instead of delighting in the Lord's presence as they once did, they now withdrew themselves and hid in shame. Like many of us have done before, after finding ourselves with fault, our response is to hide away in shame. Brothers and sisters, Wallowing in shame is a trick of the enemy to keep you from reconnecting with God your Father. Am I saying fall into sin and then turn up in God's presence and say, yeah, God, I hear. I just make a mistake, but we cool, right? God forbid. Surely no. Let me show you the better way. Psalm 51 verse 17, it says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Meaning, we approach his presence with a heart that is sorry for our wrong and ready to repent, a heart that is ready to change course. We can also take a look at Cain and Abel. After God rejected Cain's sacrifice, Cain was overcome with shame. Bitterness took root in his heart, leading him to kill his own brother Abel. When God asked about Abel, Cain withheld the truth, responding with, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? In this case, we see a progression of sin. 1. He did not offer a pleasing sacrifice to God. 2. He killed his brother. And 3. He told a lie. How many of us with promising lives throw everything away because we do not want to be corrected? Cain, your sacrifice was not up to par. Okay, God, let me try it again. Let me try to get it right. Couldn't this be a better response instead of walking away angrily and laying more sin to himself? Oh, how the enemy infiltrates and causes us to react out of ignorance to his deceptive plan. May this not be your journey this week. May you be sober and vigilant, pinpointing the plans of the enemy that are crafted to bring you down. Then there is King David and his sin with Bathsheba. After he slept with her, she became pregnant. King David has gotten another man's wife pregnant. That's a shame. But how did he deal with the shame? Did he confess to Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, about what he had done? No, he didn't. Instead, he tried to coerce Uriah to go home from the battle so that he can sleep with his wife in an effort to cover up the conception of the child. Uriah refused and remained faithful to the line of duty. Look at the progression of sin. First, King David lusts after another man's wife. Second, he sleeps with her. Third, he deceives her husband. And finally, he plots to take the husband's life, and he was successful. Uriah died in the line of duty. King David fed that spirit of shame, and it progressed into more shame as the prophet Nathan then eventually confronted him about his deed. I will read the exchange between the prophet Nathan and King David, and you'll see how we think at times that when we sin, we can hide, forgetting that God sees all and knows all. Whatever is done in the dark, it surely shall be revealed. 2 Samuel chapter 12, and reading from verse 1. So the Lord sent Nathan to David. Nathan came to him and he said, now King David, there were two men in a certain city. One was rich and the other was poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cows, but the poor man had only one little female lamb that he had bought. He raised her, and she grew up in his home with his children. She would eat his food and drink from his cup. She rested in his arms and was like a daughter. Now a visitor came to the rich man. The rich man thought it would be a pity to take one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler. So he took the poor man's lamb and prepared her for the traveler. And David got angry, and he said, I solemnly swear, as the Lord lives, the man who did this certainly deserves to die, and he must pay back 4 times the price of the lamb, because he did this and he had no pity. King David did not know he was talking about himself. And then the prophet Nathan replied in verse 7, David, you are the man. This is what the Lord God of Israel says. I anointed you king over Israel and rescued you from Saul. I gave you your master Saul's house and his wives. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if this wasn't enough, I would have even given you more. Why did you despise my word by doing what I considered evil? You had Uriah the Hittite killed in battle. You took his wife as your wife. You used the Ammonites to kill him. So warfare will never leave your house. Because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. This is what living in the shadows of shame does to a person. You see, we need to understand the plans of the enemy. He came only to steal, kill, and destroy. He knows that after you have slipped, you'll hide, you'll run away, you'll make decisions that open doors and give him more access to your life. Let me take a moment to focus on our young ladies. And I want to say to the young ladies today to take heed. Today we live in a world that condones much of what God speaks against. The world says it is okay to engage in sexual activity before marriage. Furthermore, the world says we'll even provide condoms. We'll provide the morning after pill. We'll even tell you of other forms of sex that you can indulge in. The world says it's okay to have an abortion if you get pregnant and you don't want the pregnancy. The world essentially provides a way for you to, quote unquote, handle the shame that comes with your mistakes. The ways of the world brings destructions. My friends, do not follow. The same goes for our young men. The world paints a grim picture of fatherless young men who must end up in a tailspin of drugs, crime, violence, with their faces splashed across the media. This is the life. This is what the world portrays. No, it is not. You can make something of yourselves. You can choose to stand out. You can choose to be different. I tell you, the world's ways brings more shame. The world's ways brings more bondage. The world's ways brings more torment. Let us make sure that our response to any initial shame is filled with wisdom. Look at the prodigal son. He took his inheritance, left his father's house, spent all his money, and ended up with nothing. Nothing to show for what he had. He found himself wanting to eat pig's food to survive. He faced the shame of going back to his father's house, but he went nevertheless. And as he did so, he received grace. He received God's unconditional love. And you can too. In times when men were found with leprosy, they were supposed to separate themselves from society. They were scorned. They were rejected. So it was a shameful thing to have this disease. But look at the response of this leprous man in Luke chapter 5. He did not remain hidden away, nor did he say, "Let me just end my life." But rather he saw an opportunity to get help, and he reached out. Reading from verse 12, it says, "While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Jesus reached out his hand in verse 13 and touched the man. He said, 'I am willing, be clean.' And immediately the leprosy left him. This man was not supposed to be mingling with society, but he didn't let shame stop him. Do not let shame keep you from receiving a blessing today. The woman with the issue of blood. When she reached out in faith to touch Jesus, he stood still. And now all attention was towards the person who touched him. Somebody was being singled out. Now she could have allowed shame to take effect and not spoken up. But when she did, not only did she receive healing in her body when she initially touched Jesus, but she was made whole. She was made complete. The enemy tricks us into believing that remaining in a state of shame or having your names engraved in the hall of shame, as I would put it, is better because nobody will know. People will laugh. People will talk. People will judge you. But what the enemy doesn't tell us is, I got you trapped. I'll destroy your destiny. I've got you just where I want you. Our wonderful Lord and Savior is waiting for us to surrender into His arms. He wants to clean us up and make us vessels for His honor. Would you surrender to Him today? Would you step out of that condition of shame and receive God's grace today? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. We thank you for your unconditional love, love that never leaves us. We confess our sins and we ask you to forgive us and wash us in your blood. Help us to walk the paths of righteousness. May our feet be guided by your words of truth and our paths illuminated by your light. We commit our ways unto you. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for never leaving us. Thank you for your many blessings. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Sister Chantel, for that powerful message. If you are out there listening and you want to have someone pray with you or talk with you, we encourage you to reach out to us during the week at the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District Office. The number to call is 435-4444, 435-4444. As we end today's broadcast, I'd like to share with you a song from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. It's entitled Saved. God bless you.
My transgression.